the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, September 19th, 8 a.m. Central Time. Superior will be offering a total of 27,733 head of cattle. You can find out more by going to superiorlivestock.com to get the catalog and other sale details about this offering. If you've got questions, you can call Superior, 800-422-2117. You can check out the sale on SLA TV, their YouTube page, or on SuperiorLivestock.com.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Well, the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture has provided some details from this weekend's G20 Agricultural Ministerial in a call from Brazil with reporters. Rod Bain shares more.
A gathering of leaders within the group of 20 nations in Brazil this weekend, with agriculture and food systems as the focus.
The theme of this year's meeting is building a just world and a sustainable planet. And it's focused on various pillars, which include improving the sustainability and resilience of agriculture and food systems, and particularly through agricultural productivity, growth, and innovation. The United States is a strong leader in.
Agriculture Deputy Secretary Sochil Torres Small leading the U.S. delegation at the G20 Agricultural Ministers meeting in a media call with reporters Friday.
It's been a successful meeting, and the G20 declaration was reached for the first time in 2 years, reaffirming those priorities.
Priorities that included enhancement of international trade and food systems more inclusive to several groups. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, the latest consumer price index indicates a slowdown in inflation, which has dropped below 3% for the first time since 2021. Federal Reserve is expected to begin cutting interest rates this month, while longer-term interest rates have been falling for weeks. Crop yields are expected to be higher this fall, putting downward pressure on prices. Corn and soybean futures have fallen over 30% in the past 18 months. While the pressure is on crop producers, livestock producers are benefiting from lower feed prices and higher product prices, improving their 2024 profitability. Strong financial positions from high incomes in 21 and 22 have provided a cushion for farmers heading into a more challenging business environment. However, weak crop margins are set to further erode farm sector income this year. Portfolio growth in the system showed solid financial results with modest growth in the first half of 2024. While the 2024 Farm Bill has been stalled for a couple of months, the legislative logjam is showing a few signs of breaking after key ag groups took to Capitol Hill last week to share the economic reality that's facing farmers and ranchers. In a letter last week to House Ag Committee Democrats, Ranking Member David Scott said, "We all know that Congress needs pressure to act. That's why Chairman Thompson, Chairwoman Stabenow, Ranking Member Bozeman, and I all agree that we are better off without another extension at this point." After he met with farmers, Scott said if it looks like Congress won't be able to pass a farm bill, they asked him if Congress would consider doing a 2-year ad hoc package that would bolster the safety net for 24 and 25 crop years. "Farmers need the certainty and support, and we need to step up to the challenge," said Scott. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers grow our communities in more ways than one. With every field planted and crop harvested, you're moving our communities another step closer to a more resilient future. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.